we'll move on to more important points, and that was Mr. Songman yesterday. Tremendous performance, ran incredible time. Trainer Adrian Botts on the line. Adrian, good morning, and thanks for joining us. We've had one of our listeners SMS us, Adrian, Mr. Songman for the All-Star Mile. I guess after a performance like yesterday, the sky is the limit.
Yeah, look, it's brilliant to see an unbelievable performance, and I think we'd get a few votes from Tasmania. I reckon we might be able to get him in the get him into the race, get a bit of a following for him. Mm. So, look, you know, there's a lot of possibilities. We haven't certainly settled on anything yet. Obviously we thought we were dealing with a horse that had plenty of upside and ability, and you know, we just didn't quite know, you know, how far we could take him, or you know, where the bottom of him was.
Mm-hmm.
Our sort of first real preparation with him that we've been, just learning about him as we go. And obviously we saw a significant improvement there yesterday. But I still think there's a bit more to come, which is, which is great. There's obviously upside there. And we just got to try and settle now and work out what's the best path for him to, maximise everything for his owners.
It's like trying to be class prefect, isn't it? Mm. The All-Star Mile. Just go around and count the votes, popularity contest. based on that, Adrian, and you made mention of the fact, and we'll get to where you think Mr. Songman can improve, but given the dominance of the win yesterday and the time that he ran, has that then changed your thinking about what lies ahead for the horse?
Yeah, it certainly has. I think it's probably just given us a little bit more confidence to set our sights on races like that and maybe probably trying to achieve it a little bit sooner rather than later, I guess. I guess it's hard to ignore the time that he ran. Mm. So I guess margins are always one thing, but I guess the time never sort of really lies, does it? So it's important to see that on the clock, and that probably helps sort of line up where we can sort of send him going forward. But I guess the distance was another thing. Stepping up to the 14 was the first time for us. We didn't know sort of what sort of improvement was there, and probably get the feeling that we can stretch him out to the mile easy enough as well.
Adrian, how did he pull up? Because when a horse runs 120.55, they don't go much faster than that at Randwick. Would that have taken anything out of the horse? Because he seemed to be doing it so easy yesterday.
Yeah, look, hot day yesterday and a strong performance. So yeah, certainly all the horses will fuel the run to an extent, but look, he's come through it as well as he could. He's he's eaten up well last night, and he seems quite bright this morning. So he has an easy couple of days, and he'll bounce back good as gold.
Mm. How do you work out who wears the colours? Like, when do they pull out the famous colours? Mm. And what's the added pressure? Does Gay say anything, Adrian, when she says, right, the colours are being worn and these are my expectations?
that hasn't come up, but obviously it's great to see the colours out and, just see remember the importance of the history of the stable and it's quite touching to see how much it does actually mean to everyone. You know, it's not just a set of colours. When I was quite not surprised, but it was just fantastic to see how much it did sort of touch everyone yesterday, and how many people sort of came up and actually said it's great to see those colours being worn again. A lot more people than I actually sort of thought it would. So it's fantastic to see, and we're going to see a lot more of it.
Mm. Yeah, terrific. Adrian, just quickly, Unite and Conquer and Zas and your two Magic Means two-year-old contenders trialled last Thursday, and talking to you after that trial, you were happy with both?
Yeah, done. They've both done excellent since then. They come through that really well. They both needed a good hit out. They'll get on the float probably tomorrow, head up to the Gold Coast, just have a little bit of time to settle in with our team up there, and we're taking a good strong team up there, full truckload. So looking forward to getting up there. They've both done excellent since the trial.
$5 Unite and Conquer, and Zazon is $10 for that Magic Millions 2-year-old classic, just a couple of weeks away. We're looking forward to that one. Mm. Hey Adrian, we've got to fly. Congratulations on that win yesterday, Mr. Songman. Highly impressive. Really appreciated your time during the course of this year. I know you've been on the program a number of times, and we do enjoy it. And let's hope we're speaking again in 2019.
Thanks very much. All the best, guys.
Thanks, Adrian.